You're tuned in to the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Whether you're here to discover fresh insights or simply be entertained, we've got you covered. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Active Action Podcast. Depending like where you are in the world and how are you hearing to this podcast, is it by YouTube or Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, or even from the activeaction.fm website? Depending on where you're hearing, it might be your day and night. So, but a very good morning to everyone, because today in Edmonton, Canada, it's a morning and it's a Saturday. So today I have a wonderful guest with me. So I'll just introduce her when I bring her to my platform right now. Good morning, Olivia Blaine. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am doing well.
Thank you. Very nice to hear that, Olivia. So today, dear audience, our topic for this podcast is importance of following your passion and monetizing it. But before we take a deeper dive into the topic, let us know like a bit about from our guest from today's episode, from herself. So Olivia, if you can kindly let our audience know who you are and where you're from. So yeah, just let's get beginning. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So as you said, my name is Olivia Blaine. I'm from Wisconsin. I live in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Originally from the Menominee Reservation. And so I guess to start with that for a little bit about myself, I did grow up on the reservation and then left for several reasons. But I am currently an assistant in a school, in the school setting still, was a school counselor, but I'm working on like an online thing. So I consider myself more as an entrepreneur because I'm trying to start this this business and put educational materials out there to help my fellow counselors and also to help people, because that's something that I'm very passionate about, is being able to help people, which is why I came up with this idea of starting to share this with people. Because I'll take you back for a second. So this is how kind of a little bit how this, I guess, the catalyst for this was. I was a school counselor for 3 years before I left. And it was a little bit of a difficult time in that, but it was good. I learned a lot of things from that and I got some experience under my belt. But there's a lot of stuff that was involved in, like, a lot of work, red tape, and some things like that, that compiled, if you will, I guess. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. They kind of compiled. And I started to realize that it wasn't aligning with me. And I really didn't like, I don't know, I was starting to get really sad and depressed and unhappy, and I found myself missing a lot of work and waking up in the morning and thinking like, oh my God, I don't want to go to work today. Or even just waking up, trying to get myself to be like, okay, you got to get out of bed. You got to go do this. You got to do this because, well, you know, obviously I had to work. I have to work because I have to pay the bills. You know, I got a mortgage to pay for and everything. But I'm like, also, there were days when I'm just like, I got to go because I got to go see these students and deliver these important lessons and talk to the students, because they look forward to seeing me when I do come into the schools. When I was a KA counselor, I had like 4 different schools I went to. But like I said, that feeling of, it was like a feeling of being trapped. And I felt like, I felt really sad, depressed. I didn't think I could go anywhere else because I struggled so hard to get my master's degree.
Okay.
My counselor license, it took me like 5 tries on the practicum test to get that. And I was like, and I can't quit this because how am I going to pay for everything? If I go, you know, if I just quit and I go do something else, how am I going to, you know, all these thoughts were just coming to me. And I don't know, I felt stuck. I really felt stuck. But I found I had reached out to some people. So I was a part of a group and I had some people that, I guess you could say took me under their wing because they went through the same things like that. And one day I was, when I was joining in the virtual meeting, like I thought I was hiding, but I really broke down. I was crying really, really bad. You know, just driving too. I was driving to work because I talked myself into going to work, but I was just like, I don't know. I was a mess when I was driving to work, but, somebody noticed that and they said something and like everybody started being so like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And the messages like sharing all these good things, like passing on the good vibes. And somebody reached out to me and we started talking and she was like, yeah, you remind me of myself. And, you know, it started to help me, I guess, pick myself up. Yeah, that's it. Like pick myself up and figure this out. And then I started to think like, you know what? Why am I even thinking this? Why am I like this? I have a master's degree. I have worked so many other jobs. I can do so many other things. I got through this counseling thing flailing, but I figured things out. I'm very resourceful and very resilient. Why am I still here? Why am I putting myself through this for no reason? And I was like, trying to do a marketing agency only for the money, but I couldn't do it because I knew it was for the wrong reasons. I didn't have a big enough why and this and that. So I quit that because one day, I don't know, just out of the blue, when I woke up and I was getting dressed and it came to me like, you know what? You need to go out and do this. Do your stuff, like put together a podcast and help people get through this. Do this because you're going to get through this and this is going to be great. You're going to be able to make it through this. And I started thinking about that. And I had, because I had already put out a journal, an inspiring journal with some like decorations. And,
that's wonderful. Really cool.
Really cool journal that I sold. And I went to a lot of workshops and I've spoke, you know, met people and I met some of the people in person from that group and we were talking about that and they inspired me to really, they're like, yeah, you should just go and do it. And I was, you know, things like that really started to build up for me. And I started thinking on that more and I'm like, you know what? They're right. I don't need this. This isn't me. This isn't my end all moment or this, you know, I can totally do more. I don't have, this isn't who I am. This ain't 100% me. I know I can do something else. So I started thinking about that a little bit, chewing on that. And then all of a sudden, so we have, as school counselors, we have these EEs. They're called educator effectiveness, these forms that we have to do. And I was talking with one of my supervisors. She was saying, asking me questions because they do an announced observation and she was telling me, you know, yeah, your classroom lesson teaching was great and this and that. But then they wanted to know what my future was going to be, as in like where I'm at right now in the school year, like would I have gone back? Were my plans to become a school counselor still? Because if so, they didn't feel like I was doing a good enough job. And they said, well, we want to put you on the plan. And that was just the moment. I feel like it really just all solidified, like, you know what? I was thinking in my head while she was talking. I'm sure she said some other things. I don't know. I know some people can relate to that where you have those moments where you like puzzle pieces start coming together, if you will. And next thing I remember hearing her saying is like, do you think you're going to come back next year? And I didn't even let her finish saying whatever she was going to say. I was like, no, I'm not coming back next year. Like it just flew out of my mouth. My brain didn't even have time to catch up. I was like, no, I'm not. She's like, serious? How serious? Like 1 to 5, 5 being like, or one like I'm super serious or something like that, or five, like, or something like that on that scale. And I was just like, nope, five, not coming back. I'm going to do something else. I know it. Because, and then she's like, okay, because we'd have to put, like I said, we'd have to put this plan together for you and da, 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 da. And I'm sure I can just kind of elaborate on that a little bit. People know whenever at work, or some people don't, they say that they put a plan in place for you. That really means that they don't like your performance, and they want to see, you know, see if you'll follow it. And I already knew that since I had some guidance, but not as much as I could have. I already could see like down the line in a way, I guess, not really, I hate to say it, like the future, but I could make sense of how that was going to go. And I could already see them like letting me go because they're saying, I missed too much work. Cause that was another thing too. I missed a lot of work. I burned a lot of my sick days because I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't go. There were a lot of days I just couldn't go. I called in and I either I'd get fired for missing too much work or they'd have something to be like, yeah, you know, we don't like your performance. You didn't follow X, Y, and Z, and then put me out. And I'm like, and get fired for what? When, you know, this isn't right. So that's why I knew, like, no, I know that I can do this. And I had created a lot of my own classroom materials that I used, and I got encouragements from other teachers, and I sought feedback from other teachers for like how I could do it better or to make it really good. And so I created some games to play with the kids to teach them about careers. And one teacher was like, you know, you should really sell that stuff. That's great. People would love that. And it was just a bunch of things that kind of stacked together that made me realize like, yeah, this is not me. This, I don't have to do this. I got other paths. I just gotta be willing to, I guess, go through it. And it's been some time now, fast forward from that time back in February last year when that happened. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't hold any bad feelings about that, like no regrets, no resentment or anything like that, because I thought of how great that was and I needed that. Sometimes we need that push out of our comfort zone like that. We need those things to happen to springboard us to the thing, and we need to be able to see that and turn it into something positive. Because when you're comfortable, like, I know if they had not done anything like that, I can say with certainty that had they not started that and that wasn't a thing, I might have just kind of meandered along, if you will, in the counselor path for a few more years before I decided to do something else and or maybe stay. I don't know. But that was a good thing. Like, so there's always lessons to learn. I'm finding that out, that I don't even like to say losses anymore. So when people think about taking an L or something like that, like they try to put that positive spin on that. I'm like, yeah, it's not a loss. It's a lesson. There's lessons to be learned in that. And now I've just been able to, so going as an assistant, I've been able to have the time to get my materials developed. Now I have all my materials developed. I need to figure out a way to print them and all that, but I'm so super excited about that. So I'm going to get this stuff out there and get these materials out there to people, teachers and staff and parents that are going to love this stuff for their kids to talk about careers, how to get to a career and things like that. So, and my heart is so happy right now. I can't even tell you. So I was like, people ask me that too. They're like, how could you leave that job? How could you take such a pay cut? And I'm like, you know what? My mental health, I realized, is so much more important than the money. And then what? I wasn't even going to go to work anyway, so how was I even going to get the money? But yeah, I'm just so I'm so grateful for a lot of things that happened the way they did like that.
And I thank you so much for sharing the experience, Olivia. And I really kind of resonate with that and appreciate it, because I feel a fear for many of the people is that what will happen if I leave my stable job, if I leave like a guaranteed security. But in those like security and stable, and in those vortex of thoughts and words, whatever we say, that we get lost and we forget that we ourselves would have a passion, we ourselves would have something that we would do, something that we would really like to do. And we kind of like are very afraid to follow that, especially in terms of, you know, like small businesses or even entrepreneurs. I really recommend the entrepreneurs because they are very courageous. They took that one extra step, that one big step out of their career, just try out something new. But more importantly, like, be happy, feel happy while doing that. And, you know, I know people, like, they have been working on their job, and I'm not saying that any of the desk jobs or any of the regular jobs they're doing is bad. Everything is like, everything we do is like to earn our livelihood, to pay our bills, to put food on the table for our family and ourselves. But there are certain things that if you, when you're working, if you don't enjoy it, there will be definitely an impact of that in your work. If you don't enjoy your work, you will definitely not deliver good results. So I know, like, it's a very risky step. Like, as Olivia mentioned, that she was thinking about, like, what's going to happen in the future. But she was thinking about, like, all those, like, things that the paycheck cuts. But she didn't care for those, you know, because it's very important. Like, commend you for that. And I know, like, my audiences will take some inspiration. Especially audience, if you feel that if you're stuck in a vortex of a job where you don't like it, but you have to do it anyway in terms of, in order to, like, support your family and things, maybe, like, try out something new. Maybe keep that also, but try out is a part, you know, part time of something new. And if you see, like, that is working out for you, you can definitely, like, take that as a big kind of thing, you know, or a major kind of thing. I know, like, YouTubers and others, like, who had, like, regular job, desk jobs, but they just like YouTubing a lot. So they have just, like, quit their job and now doing content creation full time. So there are things that we can do to keep our mental and even, like, our health good, in a good condition and in okay condition as well. Olivia, I would like to, like, ask you a bit about, because I know, like, you have been, like, an entrepreneur, so, and that was your passion. So how do you know, like, what your passion is? Can you please, like, tell me?
Oh, yeah, sure. And if I could just kind of step back a little bit for that too. Yes, I don't want to make it sound like you have to leave your job or that having a regular job is something bad. Because I had to stick my last few months out in my job because mm-hmm. I would have had to pay to break my contract. But I found ways to make, you know, do my job, but then, like, kind of still balance it. So that's definitely, mm-hmm. like you said, I like that you mentioned that, you know, do your stuff and do what you got to do, but, like, really focus in on,
your passion.
What is it that you like? Yeah, yep. Exactly. That's how we go. And then leading it, that's kind of a good segue to this. So how do you know what your passion is? It seems like it might be hard to figure out what it is, but if you just, like, take a look at, maybe write down stuff that you like to do, how much time you spend on stuff. Let's say if you see, like, you see me, I have, I got Canva and I bought the mm-hmm. premium subscription. What is it, like, $13 a month or something like that? And I create things, like, every single day, and I see myself creating things, and I helped people create images, create posters and stuff like that. And I didn't even, you know, like, the time would go by and it was like, oh wow, I just went through 3 hours creating stuff on Canva. Wow, it's already, you know, it'd be like, I go on at 6 o'clock when I come home and I'd be like, wow, it's already 9 o'clock. Dang, it's time to go to bed. And I couldn't believe how fast the time would go by. But every little bit of time that adds up, like, you see, it'll show you that's how you can see what you're passionate about. Cause you get in there, something, and you do it, and you just, like, you just go, you just do it. And then the time is, you can't believe how much time you spent on something, because the time goes by like that. Mm-hmm. You really enjoy it, and you can feel the difference too. Like I said, when I tried to do that marketing agency and I joined this multi-level marketing thing, and I was going to do that. I was going to do this agency for to like help dentists get people, but I just could not get myself to make those calls too much to reach out to people, you know, to like find dentists. And like, it was so tough to do that. Forgive the pun, if you will, but it was like pulling teeth. Okay.
I know that's
it was hard. Like, yeah. I could not get myself to do that. So I started thinking, I'm like, you know what? I don't know. It comes to you. I really only want to do this for the money. And then I don't really even care about this. And that's a hard thing too. I've been noticing with that I've heard from other people, and I've noticed firsthand that if you don't feel good about doing it and you have to force yourself to do it, you know, that's not the right thing for you. But no, sometimes it takes a lot to just admit it to yourself out loud. Like, why am I doing this? I don't even have a good why behind it. I don't like this. So I need to stop doing that and focus it on something else that's going to be more productive for me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Olivia, for that thought and perspective.
You are listening to the Active Action Podcast. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
I also feel like passion is something that you just feel good doing. I can relate to your experience with Canva because I use it too. And you know, like how we create like stuffs and materials, visual materials in Canva, it, you know, the hours just go by really fast, and it doesn't feel like you don't feel exhausted, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. when you do that, I myself don't feel exhausted, and I really enjoy it, like, you know, creating visual presentations on Canva. Part of the reason might be because it's not my work. It's not like earning my bread, but I'm actually like doing something that I really like for my pleasure and my passion. And this is something where I'll come a bit later about monetizing your passion. So if you can somehow like earn from your passion, that is the best thing that you can have in your life. You're doing something that you love, but at the same time, you're earning from that. So I'll definitely like come up to this point about like monetizing. But I just wanted to like ask you a bit, Olivia, why do you feel like, why is it important to follow your passion? What do you think about that?
Well, I say it's important to follow your passion because if you think about in terms of like, okay, I'm just going along with doing what I have to do, doing a job because it pays well. But then you start to not be as, you know, you lose that happiness. And because I've always been a really bubbly person and really, you know, just so outgoing, because I just like do. And when I get stuck in stuff that I don't like, and you can kind of lie to yourself or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, and act like, you know, no, I'm not, I'm okay in that. But like, you can feel it in your body that, you don't feel good. You have those moments where you're just like, oh my God, I don't want to go to work today. And you're just like, is it Friday yet? Working towards Friday, working for the weekend. And when the weekend comes, you're enjoying it. But then when it's Monday and you're like, oh my God, I got to go back to work. And you just you have those dreading feelings about that. And when it makes you depressed, I feel like that really can lead to depression. When you don't have a purpose and you don't have a passion and you're just doing something because people are like, you have to get a job. You have to do this. You have to do that. And you don't get time to do anything that you want. And that's really tough to be, go through the bouts of depression, and battle with that. Actually, you know, I'm actually looking for a school. I think I'm going to go for my PhD because I wanted to do that too. Get a PhD, but I didn't know what I wanted to get it in, because I didn't have a dissertation that I really would be able to defend. But I think this is what I want to do, is find some stuff about depression, because okay. I think that there's something in relationship to that, that when you have your passion and you're doing what you love, and you know, even if you have to do some stuff of what you don't want to do, because, you know, let's face it, in every job, there's portions too when you're just like, you just have a day when you're like, I don't want to do this. I just want to goof around or whatever. Anyway, but for the most part, you feel really good. Like you can feel it in your body, all over your body feels good. You don't have that tense feeling. You don't feel all locked up. And you know, you can't wait to wake up in the morning. Like I wake up early in the morning now, cause I'm just like, yes, I want to start get working on this a little bit before I go into work. And then when I come home, I want to work on this. And you get that feeling back. And I think there's something to that, that if you lack that, some depression sets in, and we can really be wasting away because of that. And so I don't know exactly how I want to state my dissertation, but that it's going to be along those lines. And I don't know. I'm just like, I don't even know how I'm going to pay for my PhD, but I just know, like, my whole projects with my things, I just know that, like, look, I need to do this. The world needs it. And so I'm just going to go out there and put on the work and do it, because the world needs this.
For sure. I love that perspective, Olivia. And thank you so much for explaining to the audience, like, why is it, like, important to follow your passion, and what considerations do you have to take when you do that? At this moment, I'll be moving on to a very interesting part, which I just mentioned, about monetizing your passion. So I just want to know from you, Olivia, and your perspective, that how do you actually monetize the work that you love?
Well, I've already, like I said, I've already started. I have some examples. I made my bingo cards that I'm going to do, and I made my, like, memory game. So because I wanted to have that, first of all. I didn't want to go to any shows. It seemed weird to not have any examples or not have anything made. So I was like, I need to focus on this. I need to create this. And I've created some other things on top of that, just because, I don't know, the pieces all come together as you work on it. And it comes together. I can't explain it any better than that. It just came to me, like, oh, you know, so there's American School Counselor Association in July this summer. So I'm like, I need to go there, and I need to find some other educational fairs where, like, educators meet up or things like that, because then I, you know, get a table, and not only do I have, like, my prototype, but I'll have some when people are ready to buy them, and I'll be in the right crowd, because you have to find the right crowd. And you also have to be willing to, I guess, I don't know how to best say this, but, like, just really believe, you know, like, really just wholeheartedly do this and find the right people, because maybe not tell everybody. This is something that I just recently pieced together, that instead of telling everybody, like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, just, like, go out there and do it and make it, you know, make the stuff, make it happen. Then do that. And the right people, like your right audience, because you can tell all kinds of people, but you're going to run into people that are like, oh, that's not going to work. Why would you do that? Why, you know, just like, even if you say, like, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to start a, I don't know, yoga business or something like that. People will say, oh, there's too many yoga studios out there already. You can't do that. This, what about this and that? And too many people with low vibrations like that. And you have to learn how to just be like, okay, I'm not sharing my dreams with everyone, because not everyone gets it. And there's a lot of people that probably had big dreams, but somehow they got stomped on or whatever happened. And so they gave up on their dreams. And then they try to, like, make people feel better, like, oh, but what about this? What about that? When it seems really more like talking somebody out of something. And I've learned a lot of these lessons. And when the time is, I feel like you just got to keep working on it, but the time will come, and it just really does. It just kind of clicks and it comes together, and each piece comes. And eventually I'm like, in a year from now and be like, oh yeah, I sold so many bingo games and this and that, you know, just because you got to believe in yourself that much. I told one of my close friends already, I was like, I already see myself at a table in Aska, selling my cards, selling them this and that, and like all this big stuff, because shooting for not just making like little goals, like, oh, I'm just going to do this little thing. You have to really be willing to do, like, see big pictures. I've learned that too. I've learned some things too from Grant Cardone. I don't know, the 10X rule. I don't know if you've ever read that book, or no, Be Obsessed, Be Average. Oh my God, those books, they changed my life. They helped me to, they were another thing that helped me to get out of my funk too. And I found out that reading a lot of other things like that, people that are entrepreneurs, the successful people that are doing it out there, read a lot of books and they learn things. They're not just like, oh, I don't want to buy this book because it's $30, or, you know, complain about that. Like they'll find something, even if it's a little nugget in there, they'll find something. And it truly is helpful. I mean, I don't know if I guess I should ask you if I can talk about that, but.
No, for sure. What is the name of that book again?
The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. And then there's another one called Be Obsessed or Be Average. And that really resonated with me because I really always am extreme, like take things to the extreme. And I always felt like something was wrong with me for always wanting to improve things, do better. And that when people are like, okay, that's good enough. Wow, really, why, you know, simmer down. And I couldn't explain any of that, but just listening to that, I'm like, okay, so now I'm careful about who I tell. I don't share it to everybody, and I just do it because I'm not going to let anybody ruin my ambitions, crush my dreams.
For sure. Thank you so much, Olivia, for explaining those. And thank you for the wonderful tips and tricks that you shared. I'm sure my audience would find some of those like really helpful and take inspiration from that. At this moment, I just want to talk to you about a bit, and I know like I have to be cognizant about time, but I just wanted to talk to you a bit that you have a website, Hopeful One. So would you like to speak a bit about that? And also like,
I have to create things. I feel like I don't feel right if I can't express my creativity. So I created the sewing book because I wanted to teach people the basics of sewing, because I like sewing. I have to sew a lot of my own stuff because I'm short. So I hem a lot of my own pants. And I thought, you know what, this is a good skill for people to at least know how to fix a button if a button breaks on their on their jacket or something, or somebody else short like me and has to hem their pants. You can hem up your pants. Or you can pay somebody too, if that's the case, you know, no worries. But I like that. And I've also been refreshing things. So I've made some videos of things that I've refreshed. Some pants that I fixed that I put lace to, and I put some flowers to. And I made this one. I took a tweed jacket. I cut out the sleeves, added some lace to it and stuff like that. Because that's the kind of stuff that I like, is like kind of unique or a twist on clothes, because I don't know, like I like some of the clothing in the store, but I also do like to put my own spin on things, if you will. And that is definitely something that I love to do. I love sewing and creating things, so
that's wonderful. Wonderful example also of how passion can look like, audience. So this is a wonderful example, like if you really like what you do, you can do all sort of things with it, you know. Even you can change it to like a money making machine. It's just you have to be resilient, you have to be patient, and you have to like work really hard but not stress yourself out. It's like you're working hard to achieve your passion, so you have to enjoy it while you work. It's not like, oh, I'm like stressing everything and I have to get this done and I have to make money. No, if your end goal is like to make money, everyone's end goal is to make money. But if your sole purpose is to make money and just be all time stressed about that, that won't work out. That won't get you much money. So you have to enjoy your work in terms of like getting your true inspiration and true actions into that work. So when you enjoy it, you will get good results, excellent results, and you will make money. So just wanted to thank you, Olivia, again to come to this podcast and speak a bit about yourself, about your passion, and inspiring our audiences on how they can actually, you know, break their fear, follow to their passion, and even like how they can put some monetizing aspect of that, make some money out from those passions. Just before we end this podcast, I just wanted to ask you, is there like any way my audiences can reach out to you, and by how?
Oh yeah, sure. So I have an Instagram. It's at Olivia Marie Blaine. I have Facebook. It's just Olivia Blaine. And I think you can like do chats with me too, because I also started a YouTube channel a while ago, but I didn't know where direction to take it, but now I got direction for that, and I'm building that. And I think it's just Olivia Blaine on YouTube. I forget what the handle is for that. I'm so excited about that, that channel, and doing that to help people. That's a little bit about to help people like learn how to build boundaries and burn those bridges that you need to burn, mm-hmm. and get away from people that you need to get away from that are holding you back and things like that.
Okay, thank you so much, Olivia, for sharing that. And I also wanted to let you know, dear audience, that like every guest, Olivia Blaine would have her webpage in our website. So if you just go to our website, activeaction.fm, activeaction.fm, for the one who are hearing this. So go to that website, and there is a section called guests. If you see guest speakers, you will see Olivia's name. Click on that webpage and you will have information about her and all her links to the social media. So again, have a great rest of the day, Olivia, and thank you so much again for joining this podcast.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Thank you, Olivia. So my dear audience, take care. I'll meet you in the next episode. And until then, don't forget to stay active and take action. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. For more episodes and updates, head over to activeactionpodcast.com. Until next time, keep smiling, stay inspired, and keep making your mark. This is the Active Action Podcast, signing off.